There's not a lot I can comment on the investigation. There's some aspects I can and some I can't. I won't comment directly on the video. It's an internal investigation. What I will say that is on Friday, late in the day, I received a copy of the video through the email. We immediately opened up an internal affairs investigation. At this point, the investigation is proceeding rapidly. We're working on identifying the officers involved in the incident. We believe this incident took place on April 19th at approximately 10:30 in the city of Buffalo at the Ontario and Philadelphia streets. As I said, we're working as rapidly as we can on this investigation, but there are some aspects I cannot and will not comment on at this time. I will say that the Buffalo Police Department does not condone or tolerate inappropriate behavior, and we'll take whatever actions are necessary once we come to a conclusion. Now I'll open it up for questions.
Can you talk about seeing the video upon first glance at it, what your thoughts were initially?
Again, I won't comment directly on the video.
Commissioner, what about the reason for the stopping? It's our understanding he was traveling at a high rate of speed, then abandoned the car and was chased.
I believe there was a vehicle and traffic stop, and the incident took place shortly thereafter.
And was he found to have anything on him?
Again, I don't have all those details. I know it was a vehicle and traffic stop that led to an arrest. At this point, everything else is still under investigation.
Where did it happen again?
Philadelphia and Ontario streets in the city of Buffalo.
What day and time?
On April 19th at about 10:30 in the evening.
How many officers were involved?
I believe 5 to 6.
And was the lieutenant there?
I do not believe there was a lieutenant on scene, no.
Is it proper for a lieutenant to be on scene at that point?
Again, sometimes things happen very quickly, and maybe a lieutenant doesn't arrive. Again, it's all under investigation at this point.
In general terms, Commissioner, what is the responsibility of other officers if they see an officer acting improperly?
Again, they should be reporting it to their supervisors.
In general terms.
At this point, I'm not going to comment on the investigation. It's like I said, it's proceeding rapidly, and we're moving as quickly as possible.
Aside from reporting it, I mean, are they duty bound to stop it if they see an allegedly abusive situation? Are they
in general terms? Yes.
And what would be under proper protocol? What should be their reaction if you're standing around and somebody, it's obvious to some that maybe he's getting.
Again, from a supervisor standpoint, from a police officer standpoint, we don't condone or tolerate inappropriate behavior, and as I said, necessary actions will be taken when we come to a conclusion.
What are some of the consequences that these police officers involved could face?
Again, I don't want to comment on that at this point. The investigation is still in a preliminary stages. Obviously, it's a very serious matter, and we're taking it as such.
Are they being taken off the street?
At this point, I'm not going to comment. We'll have further information later.
You said you're still working to identify them. Have you identified any?
At this point, I don't want to comment on that, but we are working to identify the officers.
Do we know if they were rookie officers or some?
Again, I can't comment at this point.
When you say rapidly, how quickly are you hoping to wrap up this investigation?
I don't know how quickly, but it's going to take a little bit of time, but we are making progress quite rapidly. Just spoke with the investigators a few minutes ago. They've been working on this all weekend since Friday evening, and as I said, we're making lots of progress. Unfortunately, there are some aspects I cannot comment at this point.
A couple more questions.
How did you feel when you saw it yourself? I mean,
I don't want to comment on the video.
Commissioner, has the FBI entered this at all on a possible civil rights violation?
I have spoken to District Attorney Sedita and U.S. Attorney Hochul, and again, that's something that we have further information later on.
Have you been in touch, though, with the FBI in this one?
I have spoken with the FBI also.
And one or two more.
Are they going to become involved? I mean, there may allegedly be, may potentially be.
Again, I don't want to comment any further at this point.
Have you spoken yet to the gentleman who was being arrested?
He was interviewed just a short time ago.
Has he been charged with anything? Has he been charged?
I believe he was arrested that night and charged. I don't know that. I don't have the charges in front of me, but our internal affairs investigators did interview him a short time ago.
Were there drugs in his possession, to your knowledge?
I don't have that answer.
Jason?
Commissioner, does this make you question your police officers out there on the street?
99.9% of our police officers every day do the right thing. They put their lives on the line for the citizens of the community. Bad actions by a few should not tarnish their badges.
Just one more question.
Point of information. Did they have cameras? Do they wear like vest cameras or anything?
We do not.
Okay.
Are we looking at possible misdemeanor, felony here? I mean, what?
Again, I'm not going to comment any further on that.
What were the extent of his injuries? What were the extent of the?
I don't know the extent of his injuries.
Commissioner, who all has been talked to in terms in as part of this investigation?
Meaning?
Who has been interviewed? You said the suspect was interviewed.
We interviewed the gentleman from the video. We're working on identifying the officers. And again, progress is being made, but that's all I can say at this point.
Commissioner, this video, this video was shot. I, if I get it right, there's like a movement out there to try to maybe capture things on video when police are involved. What's your feeling about the access that people have now with cell phones? I mean, you know, there are cameras in the city. There are cameras everywhere. Everyone's got a camera now.
I think the cameras are a good thing. Again, people should be aware that the camera's out there, and appropriate actions, whether they're on video or not, can't be condoned, will not be tolerated, plain and simple.
Was anything captured on the city surveillance camera that's on the corner of Philadelphia and Ontario?
We have other video of the incident.
Thanks, so everybody. Thank you.
Was it that camera?
We have other video of the incident.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.